Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Upbeat Dietitians Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Snaps all around.
Today we have another story time, and today's story time, we were kind of thinking about like maybe like giving some more like insight into our lives as dietetic students, but trying to talk about happier memories because a lot of our story times have been sad and we're trying to bring better vibes to the story time. So today we're going to talk about a very specific memory in food science class where we accidentally made 48 muffins. And we're going to kind of talk about like, of course, we'll make it educational in a way, the dietetics curriculum, why we even need to take food science, what our project was, and then where we went wrong. So it'll be kind of a funny little story, but we're trying to keep these a little bit more entertaining. And people, I feel like you don't really always know what people do as dietetic students. So
it's true.
This is a good opportunity to talk about it. Besides when we were sad and had disordered eating and were contemplating and
regretting our life choices. Yeah.
Yeah. We also made muffins.
That was the fun part. We talked about a little bit too in our story time, like from the season finale for season 7, about how we liked our sports dietetic classes and stuff like that. So there were good times. There were good times. The thing is though, I have blacked out like so much of the college experience because my brain just like can't handle all that and like reliving it. So I vaguely remember this. We have a picture I'll put on the YouTube. If you guys want to go like watch over there, we'll have a picture of us like holding our muffins. And so I know that picture exists and like this day existed, but I cannot remember like why we made so many muffins. So hopefully Emily, you do, because you're going to have to walk me through it too. Cause I cannot remember.
I think this is so vividly in my mind because I was the one that did the calculations. So it was a mistake on my part when I realized what I had done. So that's why it's permanently in my brain. But let's first talk about let's set the scene. So we were sophomores. Were we freshmen?
No. I think
we were sophomores. Okay, the thing you were just talking about that we're going to hold off and talk about, that happened a different year.
That was freshman year, yeah.
That's what I got. I'm getting this confused. This was definitely sophomore year because I remember I was an RA and I brought some of the muffins to my residence.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, yeah, I remember going to Hilltop and like we would work on like our reports together, like in the Hilltop, like little study area when you were an RA.
And you lived there. So
definitely sophomore year. And I lived there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby was my RA, which I always forget about.
Yeah, that's so cute.
I always forget about that.
So we had to take a food science class our sophomore year at Purdue. And this was really cool because it had a lab part of it. There was like the lecture, which was fine. But the lab was fun because we got to do like all these different like cooking experiments and whatnot. And the biggest thing we kind of had to learn was like, I feel like a big summary of food science was like why each ingredient was so important, or like how removing it or adding too much will affect the final product. And that's kind of was the premise of our final project that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was only one semester. I remember like the lecture was lab, like,
I don't know. I have memories of being in that lab for years. I don't know what it
is. We were in that room a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think we were in there more than once. Like food science was only one semester.
I know we were in it for the class that we had with, what was her name? The tongue lady with all the different tongue zones.
Food chemistry? Cornelia?
Reading. What's her last name? That doesn't matter. No one cares. Cornelia was definitely her name, though. I remember being in there and we did, my partner and I, who is now married to an NFL player, by the way.
What?
Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, we were lab partners in that class and we were dealing with like carrageenan and its responsibility in like whipped cream. Mm-hmm. So I remember specifically like making a ton of whipped cream in that lab room, but that was with my partner for that class, not for this class.
We didn't have food chemistry together.
No, we didn't.
Mm-mm.
No, we didn't.
I remember goofing around. Yeah. Food chemistry was a class we took junior year. And we were unfortunately, normally Hannah and I were able to line up our labs and lectures, we literally had the exact same schedules. Somehow we were not able to get those labs to line up. It might have been like maybe it was interfering with like the sports nutrition class because I didn't do that the entire time.
That's
where you were in that all the time, every single semester. To kind of talk about why we need to know this as a dietitian, as we're talking about food science and cooking. And no, we are not chefs, obviously, but a big part of being a dietitian is kind of understanding like why food interacts the way it does. And also to help people like prepare food so we can understand kind of what's going into it specifically. So that was super fun. And it's really cool to like just learn about the chemistry side of it. I remember the lecture being like quite challenging.
Yeah, we had that big booklet with like all the different
chemical reactions that happen.
It was like
memorization of like
Maillard Browning. Degrees, the types of eggs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the cuts of the beef. Oh my gosh. Yes. It's all coming back to me.
Oh yeah. Like the test on like I would have to go and describe a part of like a cow. Why would I have to do that?
But also like I guess, Google, but whatever.
Yeah. Yes. Not like we wouldn't have access to these things later on, but oh well. But let's talk about our project a little bit.
Okay.
I don't remember the specific, I remember the idea of it, but I don't remember the specific prompt. I remember you're supposed to change an ingredient in a recipe. And I think it was to quote unquote, make it healthier. I think, or it was heart health focused. It was either generically healthy or heart healthy. And we chose to do muffins and we substituted out the butter and put in applesauce. Somehow though, I remember there were supposed to be like four different variations.
Like control groups and stuff. Yeah.
Yes. I think maybe a control and three experimental groups. Yeah, that sounds right. Where we like adjusted the amount of butter and like some had both, some had one or the other. And but we also had to make enough for our classmates to try because that was like honestly the best part was just going around
we'd
and
like
eating
go to
each
everyone's
kitchen
food.
Station. Yeah. Quick side note. I remember there were times that were things that like I just knew that would upset my stomach and I would have you try it and I would write down my rating. And I remember it was like controversial because the TAs were like, you have to eat everything. And there were classmates of ours who were like vegetarian and vegan who like ethically
like have celiac.
And they're like, you need to eat that. And it like became this whole thing. And I'm like, is it really that serious?
Like, I totally forgot that I was your garbage disposal and I was just like following you around eating all your food.
I remember I'd be like, that is going to hurt me.
Can you just tell me
what to put?
I got this. A side note to your side note, I had for the longest time, your picture in my phone was the one where you have your hairnet and you're looking at the screen. I got to find that and put it on YouTube.
We need to include that in this video.
Yes.
I'm okay with the public seeing that. I forgot that.
That was my picture for you in my phone. So whenever you'd like call me or FaceTime me, it's just like this big picture of you. Oh,
picture,
man.
Background, as you can see it. But at the end of class, I think, were they like quizzes or notes? Because for some reason, we're taking pictures of them.
Yeah.
And I was going to go take a picture of whatever was on the PowerPoint. And for some reason, I was dumb and didn't look at my phone, which way the camera was facing. And it was facing me and not forward at the screen. And I took this picture and I just looked like dazed.
It's like, just that classic like front camera when you don't mean to do the front camera face where you're just like... Oh, it's so good. I gotta find that. I hope I have that.
I forgot that existed. Oh my gosh. It's gotta be somewhere.
It's in our digital clutter somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere on some social media at some point.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Wow.
I know.
What?
I was like thinking about our hair nets and I was like, oh my gosh. Like I was visualizing
the
you.
The hair
I was
nets.
Like,
I
see that. The hair
we
nets.
We got to wear
the
little
guys had
lab
the beards,
coats.
Which I still have.
Same. I felt we're so official.
The clinical dietitians where I live and like inpatient, they wear their lab coats, which I would always like feel so cool doing when I was an intern.
Oh yeah.
I was
you
like,
felt
I am
so
better
cool.
Than everyone.
Yeah,
I'm a
exactly.
genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know if I'm just slinging insurance from going down to the basement and doing like chemical experiments. You have no idea. All you know is I have a lab coat on.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Okay. I have no idea where we were.
Go back. We were talking about how we had the different types of muffins we were making. So like some had applesauce.
Like try them. Yes.
Yes. And we needed to make, that was the stressor, was we had to have enough that like, how do you think many people do you think were in our class? Like 20, 25?
I'm trying to visualize the stations and there was like two or three
yes.
at each station.
And in the back corner, there were two on that one side.
Uh-huh.
And then, but then most everyone was on the other side.
I feel like anywhere from, this doesn't matter for our listeners, but anywhere from like 15 to 20, probably.
For everyone keeping track.
Yeah.
If there are any Purdue students, please confirm. It's in Stone. I think it's 220. I'm feeling good on that.
What? How do you know that? It definitely is up a floor. I know that.
I'm feeling really good about that number.
I feel like it is second floor because I'm like remembering like going up and down before and after class. Literally mm-hmm. no one listening cares about this, but we are just hashing out every single detail.
Okay. So 15 to 20, 25 people in there.
Yeah, sure.
In Stone 220.
How long was the lab?
Was it 2 hours?
It was a 250, I think.
But what stressed me out, and I remember we were doing these calculations together, I feel like you probably put a little bit too much of blind faith in me just because like I liked math and we know I like math at this point, but we had to give our like how much we needed to our TA, like how, because they, nice thing about Purdue, because okay, also I will note we are poor college students and we knew that any of the leftovers we got to bring home. So we're like, we're going to make extra.
Hence
and ask
this
for
picture
more. Because this is
that you're seeing right now on
this
YouTube.
This is what our tuition money is paying for. We're going to get the most out of this. So we had to give like our TA, like we need this much of this, this, and this. And they went and bought it all. We definitely were aiming for 12 muffins and we were going to cut them into like fours of each or quarters, fours of each. But the calculations went wrong somewhere and instead of 12 we did four times that.
I feel like we had so much batter
created
just like everywhere.
There was so, I remember like everyone was finishing up and we had so many muffins to make.
There's only so much oven space too. I feel like we were borrowing other ovens.
I think
we just
were
had
borrowing
like
the oven across us. And we're like, we need it for all of our muffins.
If you want to try these muffins, give us your oven.
Yeah. So we're like scrambling. And I remember this so distinctly. Oh my gosh. So we had like, they give us takeout containers because to bring home all our leftovers. So we have the like samples and the takeout containers, but then we had all the extra ones. I remember this plate where we put the extras and it was over.
Why am I getting emotional? I can picture the plate. Oh my gosh.
They're falling over.
I totally forgot about, I can like picture that exact moment too. That is so funny.
Yeah. And we're like panicking and everyone's trying their food and not even a lot of people end up eating our muffins.
All that
like
work
they
for
maybe
nothing.
Take the smallest little sliver because that's all you really need. You don't
and
need
they're also it. Eating so many other foods too. There's all these different other stations to try.
Yeah, we were out here thinking they're gonna each eat like half a muffin of each one.
Yeah.
And we needed to be able to provide.
That is such oldest daughter of us to do this. I know we always tie the providers.
Yeah.
But yes, the providers.
We were concerned about everyone else.
Yeah.
And then I remember us being like, oh, we have too many muffins. And now we were like trying to, and it's not like they had big takeout containers because they don't expect us to make big things. So they had the single serve, tiny little things. And we had, I think, like at least five containers each.
What if I can look at the picture and tell?
Oh my gosh. But
one, two, three. And it wasn't
like we went home. I don't think we went straight home after that.
We're in front of Willethal or whatever that building was called. So we were like walking around the rest of our classes carrying like 48 muffins each. And also, this was when my backpack broke. And so I have this like purse. I'm not a purse person.
Oh, wait, I don't remember this.
So my backpack broke like early in the semester. So I had to like carry this like big ass purse that I had instead.
You were wearing a dress? Hold on.
I was wearing a dress. That's not the same me.
Did you wear a dress to present? This looks like someone I do not recognize.
That's not me. She's a different person. If you want to see the real me, look at the picture of me with the pig. That's the real me.
Yes.
In a flannel, making a weird face.
Oh my gosh.
But to answer your question, yes, we had to carry these around all day and I had no backpack. So I'm like doing the like purse strap up your shoulder thing, carrying all these muffins.
Like there's four muffins in one of those containers.
And we each have like four in our hands in this, and who knows how many we already ate before this picture was taken. Also, who took this picture?
I don't know.
I feel like it's probably Maddie or something.
Yeah. But also we're like, had no shame, just in front of Weatherall while everyone's probably walking around.
Yeah.
And we're like, we need a picture of our muffins. Okay, wait. We might have been low-key getting into our social media phase.
Oh, yes. Did we have the redacted Instagram that I can't say right now, so go find it?
I feel like, because we were getting a lot more into like pictures of our food and everything.
But we had our first one that was like not as foodie, and then our second one that was more like food and nutrition related. This was definitely close to the time of the first one.
Yes.
Before we felt confident enough to like educate on nutrition in our other one.
Yeah. Oh, we're so happy. We're so excited about all of our muffins.
We were fed for the next couple of days.
Oh my gosh.
That was like my first time living on my own without a food court or at my parents' house. So I was relishing those muffins. Yes.
Wow. What a fun time to be a this is a good dietetic student memory. Yeah. When we weren't getting brutally like mentally beat up by Purdue and they weren't like telling us we're worthless and dumb.
This is also pre-MNT. I feel like that was when it all was downhill from there.
It's also not junior year when we go into like macro and micro, and we hadn't gotten hit by biochemistry yet.
Oh man. That's why I'm wearing a dress. I had some will.
That's when we lost all hope.
Wow. I forgot about.
It's kind of fun to look back. I feel like we should do, I don't know if it'd be like interesting or only us would find this interesting. It's just
for us at this point.
Like looking back at like pictures of us throughout the years. That'd be cute.
Oh my gosh. That'd be a great way to do like either an end of a season or like an end of a year, like calendar year episode. We like look back at different stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Let's do end of season 8. We're looking for new ideas. Let's do, spoiler alert.
We gotta write this down before we forget.
Yeah. That can be our story time finale.
Because then we can show pictures.
Yeah.
Wow, now I'm all nostalgic.
I know.
Yeah.
Full of regret. Just about some things.
Yeah.
If we hadn't gone through all this, we would not be here recording this podcast.
That's true. We wouldn't have Todd. We wouldn't have either of our dietitian social medias.
Right.
We wouldn't have met so many people.
So many people on the podcast, especially.
Mm-hmm. Like we've met crazy. A lot of our idols on
yeah.
the podcast that like we never dreamed of ever talking to.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It's not all bad.
No. We're a bit dramatic sometimes, but yeah, there are definitely times as we look back on the last story time we recorded, you know, it's all about balance and looking for the positives where they are.
That's right. It's just, I always think about like one decision in your life can like make everything so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I hadn't gone to Purdue, if I went to IU, like we talked about last time, like my life would be completely different.
That'd be crazy.
It's so crazy.
Huh. If you're a Purdue student, exploit the system.
Get those free muffins. 40...
Get your free food.
Oops. What was the paper that we wrote in this class that we like had to redo because I said that they were too similar to each other. We basically like gave them the same paper. They want us like write a different paper for each. We were doing the exact same project. Remember that? Is that this experiment?
I think it was this.
I think it was too.
Were we partners?
Exactly. We were doing the exact same experiment and they were mad that we like turned in basically the same paper. Like, obviously.
It's almost like we're doing the same exact experiment. There's only so many ways to say scientific words.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I remember like being at Hilltop, like writing it together and then having to rewrite it.
Where you just like change words here and there and
exactly.
Just flip the structures of the sentences.
Literally.
Oh, that was so annoying. Plagiarism, I feel bad now for like AI plagiarism.
I was just thinking that.
Like that sounds awful. But also like self-plagiarism makes me so mad. Or like when you're with like in a group. Like one, why didn't we just turn in one paper?
Exactly.
Why were there even two in the first place? And then biochem, I remember, was a huge thing in lab. Yep. Like it would put your paper into the plagiarism system or like checking. And if your report was similar to a previous report you'd written, when you're doing very similar experiments, it's like self-plagiarism. And I'm like, we're doing the exact same thing, finding almost the exact same results.
Or yeah, like we had to like retake the class and redo literally
that
everything.
Was the worst.
So of course they were all the same. That was the worst. Yeah. We couldn't reuse our old papers. We literally had to like rewrite them, but not in a way that was self-plagiarizing.
Yeah. I think that's where I got really good at being wordy and saying lots of things that don't make sense. And yep. Just a bunch of nonsense because I was trying to avoid that self-plagiarism.
Yeah. And now look at us doing the same thing on the podcast, just rambling on about nothing for 45 minutes whenever we can.
No one's plagiarizing us here.
That's right. I'm glad you brought this episode idea up. It was Emily's idea to talk about this today. And I'm very glad she did because this was a very distant memory for me. I completely forgot about this. And then it's so funny you said that because you mentioned this morning about us doing this episode. And then I was making a thumbnail for a different episode. So I was looking at old pictures and like literally like within that same hour, I found the picture of us holding muffins. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I totally mm-hmm. forgot about all of this.
Yeah. There are some, we had very entertaining college lives. We just have so much of it blocked out because of the academics.
It's like so deep in there. Like, that's why I like talking about it though, because like we each have our own things we remember. And so we can pull it out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Well, I feel like that's all they really probably want to hear about this experience.
Yeah. I don't really know what else there's to say. The bonus question.
Yes.
So they can go hang out there. We're going to be talking about our weirdest student experience at Purdue. I don't know if Hannah's going to share it. I'm not going to say it because you're going to have to listen to the bonus question, but it is very scandalous.
Very scandalous.
I don't know what mine is. I'm going to think about it within the next minute between recording and see if I can
when we stop recording,
think about my weirdest student experience. Yes.
Well, guys, right. As you know, we are going to probably be doing more of these story times as we kind of hinted at throughout this episode. So let us know what you want to hear about. If you guys like the friendship type content, we obviously have gobs of
lots of years share. Now.
Yes. It's almost been like 10 years. Isn't that crazy?
I was thinking about that on my drive home today before recording this. I was about to say, like, we just been out of college. I'm like, wait, it's been almost 10 years since we were freshmen. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Gross.
Ew.
All right, guys. Here's to aging. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.